You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and we are here tonight to talk about this nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 11. It is the Renaissance, so watch your booties and unpiss yourself because we're in for a wild ride. With me tonight to talk through it all is the man himself, Rob Cesarino. How you doing, Rob?
Well, I got dared to be here, and so I accepted the dare, and I'll be waiting for my 5,000 Wendy's points. I guess you get them whether or not you complete the dare.
Yeah, you could have just not shown up, and you still would have gotten the points.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't need to be here.
What are they for? We don't know. When will we find out? I don't know. The finale's in 2 weeks. Maybe that's going to be the prize.
Here to hopefully answer the question of, does it matter if you get points if everyone gets points? It's Lavina. How you doing, Lavina?
Don't ask me, you guys, because before Rob said it, I was going to say, what the hell do those points even do? We still do not know. Guys, I'm such a casual now, completely honest. I'm such a casual, but I feel like we all are. So that's okay. Happy to be here.
All right. And when I found out that Chantal was going to be on the podcast, I reacted like this. Chantal, how you doing?
Yes.
Taryn, did you know that that's what I was going to come and complain about, the screaming this episode? Because, like, I was on after Santina one, and I was like, the screaming, and this one, like, so much screaming. I don't know if I'm getting old, too old for Big Brother, or as a casual fan, like, I can't get behind these screaming, but I'm happy to be here with you guys. Mm-hmm. The screaming was out of control.
The issue is that you need to get older so that you can't hear those frequencies anymore.
Right. Absolutely.
Exactly. You're too young.
Turn down that hearing aid.
Well, we are, of course, again here for this nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 11. No competition in this episode, but we did get a task, as Rob brought up. A task that I believe led to the first failure in the history of the show.
But what would have needed to happen for that to be a success? For him to be like, oh, I feel that same way too. Like, what would be the successful part? Because she just had to ask somebody or tell somebody that she was interested in them.
I thought it was to convince somebody that you had
convince.
A question. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Daniel responding with, Renee, this is suspicious.
Yeah. You wonder why she didn't go to Ty with that one. Maybe.
I think I know why.
Yeah.
I know why.
Or even a girly pop. That could have been like, I don't know.
I think fun. That would have been fun. I think yeah. you go to like Claudia or Shanae and you're like, listen.
But you know,
that's what I wanted.
Can I complain for a second with you guys? Daniel? Like, okay, super fan. Okay, obviously knows, like, okay, this is a task. Like, don't you like help the person complete the task? Like, don't you know there's probably like a house party on the other side of this? Like, is there a downside where she's not going to unlock like a secret power of veto or something?
I mean, at the end of the day, they still got their points. So maybe he thought this season seems kind of like this and he read the room, I guess. I don't know. But they still got their points, whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a new outcome. Like, we've had tasks before where people pretty clearly didn't really believe what was happening, but they played along, which I think is the difference. Daniel didn't want to play along here. You know,
I think because it was so inane. Like, there was no way that was happening. He's like, Renee, like, come on here. Yeah. I don't believe this. I think that if there's like if it was something else where he could buy into it, he probably would have gone along, but it was just so out of left field and just not possible that he couldn't play along.
Did ChatGPT come up with the dare sort of like independent of like the gender dynamics in the house? So he didn't really like think it through.
Can we talk about the dares? Because like the first two were nothing.
They were not even dares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did she have to get multiple people to scratch her back, or was it just one? Because I didn't understand why she had more than one person scratching her back.
Yeah.
Could you imagine playing like truth or dare? And they're like, okay, you pick dare. Oh, mistake. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Ready? Yeah. Ready? Get someone to do your laundry. Like, remember Aaron. When you were in college and you got that dare and it was like, oh my God, how am I ever going to do this?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, maybe it was like with all like your maybe lingerie pieces or undergarments, that could be a little bit more awkward or a little bit more embarrassing. But just like, oh, can you just do my whites and make sure you have it on like, a cool setting, like whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause like also they're at a point in the house where it's like, they're very comfortable with each other. So there's nothing out of the ordinary to be like, hey, can you like throw like my load of laundry in? Like, that's pretty much the way that she framed it. So I don't know why they chose this one. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah. It's also like, oh, like the HOH is asking me to do laundry. Like, yeah. You got it. Yes.
Yeah. Free knob ceremony. Like, of course, I'll do your laundry. No anything problem. Else? I'll scratch your back. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now the back scratching, I think, needed to be sort of like combined with like convince someone that you have some sort of like flesh eating bacteria or at least poison ivy and then get them to scratch your back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something like, oh, get somebody to like scratch your feet or something.
Oh,
like something.
Oh,
gross,
God. No, you know? We're like, not going there. Yeah. We're not going there. The first thing I thought
Enzo's
of.
Fans are excited.
Oh, God. I had washed it out of my brain, Rob. Sorry. Well, he's back now.
Sorry.
You got feet, bidets, you know?
But the first thing I thought of was when Dan Giesling was hugging Jesse, but there was a time that he needed to hit, like what was it 20 seconds or something.
Oh, like
I feel like if they had given Renee like a time, like he like Ty has to scratch your back for like 15 seconds, that is way funnier than just like, oh yeah, real quick. If he's like scratching it for like moments,
yeah, and then he's like goes weird. To stop and you're like, no, please keep going. I just a little bit more, please. Yeah, like that's instantly way better.
It's like a dog pawing at you when you stop like petting them or scratching them. I mean, like that. Sorry, Renee.
Yeah, I don't know what the like. I mean, this
were these
I
the best of them, or were there like worse ones that got thrown out? Of,
maybe.
Like,
how could they be worse?
How could you choose these ones?
These are just so low effort. Not to mention, I don't think Renee was like the right person for this. Usually, they're pretty good about picking like the right person to do these tasks. You know, Renee barely, because the only good task was convince somebody you have a crush on them, because that could lead to interesting scenarios. And she put zero effort into that one. She's like, turns out I have a bit of a crush on you, Daniel. I don't blame Daniel for not even trying to, like, how do you even play along at that point?
It's like,
oh, man, really?
Go on. Yeah. Okay. Let's play this out. Yeah.
Why did they choose her mock trials for her law school? Because I'm like, I don't know, like getting up in front of people and having like, you know, having to pretend to be a lawyer. I just don't know if that's going to work for her. Maybe she'll get better moving forward. But this time I didn't think that she won that battle.
I mean, I could see Renee being good. She has like a lot of like personality in the diary room. Talk about like my booty. Like you feel like that she has like that upside.
Well, you got to give her something that suits her personality, though. Like you know, like being pissed off or something, where it's like convince everyone that you're so mad at them that like you're gonna nominate them. Right? You know, that's probably too game related, but like play into like who Renee is beyond like what does having a crush on somebody have anything to do with Renee in this game?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know, it'd be good if they did like a Santina themed. Dare where they were like go up to somebody and say like I don't like how this food tastes or something like that, like something like harmless that'll start like, lightweight drama, like
convince
why
Anika
wouldn't they do that
you hate her
specifically. That's what I want.
Can I go back to Daniel doing the laundry? When Renee asked Daniel to do the laundry, she's like, oh yeah, could you put the laundry in there? And he said, okay, just like normal, just like one pod. Do people do laundry with and put more than one pod in the washing machine? I don't think that's recommended.
Well, maybe like a fabric softener as well being added to it, or some of those like balls that you can throw in to make things smell fresh or whatever. So maybe just one pod, but maybe other things.
Yeah, other things on top of the pod.
Yeah.
Hold on. Am I doing something wrong? Because
you put in multiple pods, Lavina?
You go multiple pods?
So if you, like the Tide Pods, not sponsored, obviously.
Yeah.
Turn the pack around. It says if you have this level of
soil,
like three pods, three, two, and one.
Exactly.
Like, if you have a really large, extra large load you use more than one pod. That is true.
I have.
Oh, yeah. They're saying large loads take two pods.
Someone back me up.
Okay. No, I've never done
feel it. Like. I feel like this should have been like, you know, if we're fixing these dares, it should have been like the full course of laundry. It should have been, you need to get somebody to like take your dirty laundry from the, wherever you put it and bring it to the wash and like do the whole thing and then fold it for you afterward. Like the whole process needs to be done.
Can you do this again?
Yeah. Not just like hand them the basket. Can you just dump this in and run it for me?
While you're doing your own laundry right now.
I'm reading the chat.
Be a huge diva.
I think you all using too much detergent. I watched a TikTok one time and the TikTok said that you don't really need that much
money
detergent.
Grab?
I don't know who it was.
It's like shampoo. You're supposed to use it like just a little bit. And like, they're like, oh, do it twice. Yeah, maybe.
It's not good for your clothes, I think.
Oh my God. Wait, no. Oh, that's crazy. Because I had a mouthwash that I used that said once a day. So I would use it at night. I repurchased it because I ran out. Suddenly it says two times a day. Where did
they do that.
Come from?
You ever take one a day vitamins?
Right.
You're supposed to take two.
It'll be like five times a day.
Yeah, they want you to use it more, even though you don't have to, so that you have to buy more of it.
That's a lot of fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
Twice a day.
And then you have daily drops, and they don't come out every day.
Yeah.
Have you inputted anything into ChatGPT yet? So new dares?
Yes, I did, Chantel.
Ooh, I would assume.
So, all right. Are you interested in the costume parade? The player must dress up in a silly costume provided by production to give a fashion show for their fellow house guests. Better or worse than what we did tonight?
That's just a winner segment.
Yeah.
It would be really annoying. Okay. They did do that.
How about this one? Dare. Compliment train, they call it. The player must go around the house and give genuine, heartfelt compliments to each house guest.
I think I've done that before, but that's
they have. Yeah, it's better than what we got.
Yeah, this one I like. It's called the impersonation game. The player must impersonate a fellow house guest for 30 minutes, mimicking their voice, mannerisms, and catchphrases.
That
That would have been good to do to Renee.
That's a good one.
Do to Renee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I think it would be funnier if you were forced to do that, but then also like nobody could call you out on it.
Yeah. There's human canvas. The player must allow their fellow house guests to draw temporary tattoos on their arms and or legs using washable markers provided by production. But I think that happened to Terrence last summer.
Oh, right. His every take on a new tattoo.
I think that happened. Was that in Direfest?
Was it Dire? I don't think it was Direfest. He was doing it in the.
I guess the whole thing was a punishment. Summer of festivals. They were all festivals.
Punishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a veto punishment or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the weirder thing about that is that, like, what if nobody wants to draw on you with marker? Like, if you were like, "All right, everyone gets to draw on my marker," like, I'd be like, "I'm good."
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they want to draw on Darren's?
Yeah.
Well, he had to put him on Rico himself.
Says before Direfest. Thank you. Good to know. Yeah.
That's it? These are all better.
Yeah, those are better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, maybe we need to get ChatGPT.
On the production.
Producer credit? Sure.
Oh, no.
You know what? I did ask ChatGPT what it thought of no live feeds.
What it said?
And it said it was a bad decision because people would be upset and that it wouldn't be good for people's mental health.
It completely answered how
we've been talking about, probably because it ripped it from the online Discord.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, they're reading our tweets, basically.
Yeah.
And isn't ChatGPT only up until November, like, of last year?
Maybe it was Bing. Maybe I used the Bing thing.
Bing.
Yeah. The Bing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to set it to creative.
Interesting.
Make a note of that. Yeah.
All right. So
Renee, I'll be laughing because they're like, what else happened this episode? Like, I don't remember.
The bad dares were the best part of the whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to be honest. So again, I am, you know, Lavina, if Lavina's a casual, I don't know what I am. I actually did enjoy this episode. I had not been really caught up on what was going on in between the end of last week and now. And I did feel like that there was a lot of intrigue as far as from my personal vantage point over the, you know, the again, there's so much intrigue with the royals, with the crown. Now, once hope is gone, that, you know, just sort of like the divorce between Koozie and Daniel and Anika.
And I found that frustrating for me because I was just like, what did Koozie do to make Anika say that she's been lying so much? All these lies that Koozie's told. I'm like, what? Where are these lies? What has she done? I feel like Koozie's just trying to play the game and not even well. And they're just crucifying her for like talking to the HOH about potentially not putting her up on the blog. And that's terrible. How dare she? How dare she try to save herself from going home?
Right. Yeah,
First, she goes up and talks to Renee on the night that she won HOH. Mm-hmm. Oh, how dare she?
Wait till tomorrow?
Then she goes up and talks to Shanae and Claudia right in front of Daniel. The fact that she would play the game in front of her friend.
Yeah,
have the decency to play it behind his back like he's doing.
I know, that's a
more
thing.
More effectively, absolutely.
I don't understand why, like, what's the difference between pulling Renee and just walking into the HOH room like a few hours later? Like, I don't understand. I just didn't understand why he was so like visually upset about like rolling his eyes with the girls. I don't know if he was playing that up to try to get like Claudia and Shanaea to be like, oh yeah, we're like, we don't like her. Like target her. I don't know. It kind of worked, I guess, but I don't, it's very odd.
Taryn, is this the thing where it's like, so Daniel and Anika, they know they can't beat Koozie at the end. And so they realize that they have to get rid of her so that they are trying to like make it like, oh, we would have been loyal to her, but it was her fault that she did things that made us have to. We didn't want to do this. We took no pleasure in it, but it was her bad social game that made us have to vote her out.
Yeah, my read on it is that Daniel is playing it up. And that Daniel, because this is Daniel's game the whole season has been to, I mean, the whole thing is that they talk about this new four-person alliance between Daniel, Anika, Claudia, and Shanae as though it is a new thing and not something that has been there for at least 1 week prior to this week. And it hasn't been something that he's been working on since probably week two or three. And so I didn't get the sense that Daniel like really feels this way about Koozie, because I haven't really seen any of that in the drops. And we didn't actually get any diary rooms where he was upset with Koozie. He just talked about, this is maybe what the direction my game needs to go. But for Anika, I definitely got that sense, Rob. Yeah, like Anika to me looked like she was playing the game that Daniel was pretending to play, which is that like she's fully bought into it. Like she's like, yeah, Koozie sucks now. She's a liar. She's my target. She's terrible at the game. I hate her actually. And it's like, why? What did she do to you? Like, yeah.
Well, this could be her learning as she's playing, right? Because she said that she doesn't really know this game very well and she's just winging it. So I think that she's probably just think she's going with the flow and this is how you played the game. But she's sadly mistaken that like Koozie's actually trying to play the game and you're pretty much like wagging your finger at her for doing so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that she's just looking for somebody to blame. She would like when she starts crying to her in the bathroom where Koozie's like, what's wrong? What did Renee say? What did she tell you? She was like deeply hurt by that. Like that's like genuine emotion. And I feel like she's just made Koozie her punching bag when in reality, I don't know. It's
the stress of the game.
I want to empathize because like, again, I always say this like every podcast, I don't know what it's like to be in there and I would be an emotional wreck. I'd be worse than that. So I was just looking for someone to blame.
Well, I'm sure too. It's like, you know, Anika is having to work with the girly pops and Daniel is encouraging this too. And Daniel has been in her ear all season long about Koozie being, you know, too much of a threat for them to work with long-term. And when those people hold your life in their hands, you start to like, okay, well, I need to do whatever I can do to get in with them. And if they're telling you the same, like Koozie's doing this, Koozie's doing that, Koozie's bad for you. You're getting that reinforced by the very people who are like hold so much power over you. And then also Daniel's not exactly like trying to explain the nuances of like, well, we need to continue to act this way, but we don't actually need to feel this way. Then, yeah, I mean, that's sort of how it happens, right? It's like everyone in the house, according to Anika's perspective, is like, yeah, Koozie's been doing all this stuff. And from her perspective, and this is what's getting fed to her too, like Shanae and Claudia saying like, oh yeah, Koozie, I don't know what she said to Renee, but Renee never wants to put Koozie on the block now. And so Anika, of course, thinks like, oh, she must have thrown us under the bus. What did she do? And like, you know, it's coming from there. And then, you know, we get to this point where it's just like, Anika, chill.
Well, and I think also because like Anika was on the walk week one, but then after that, she hasn't really been in any sort of danger. Like, you know, people around her have gone home or whatnot, but she's been pretty much protected by Koozie. And I think now that she doesn't have that shield and protection and it's kind of like every man for themselves, I think that she's kind of feeling that Koozie is just focusing on her own game and not protecting her anymore. And I think she's probably felt that she's been left out in the cold by Koozie.
Yeah, but respectfully, like, I think that Koozie has like more to protect here, where if like Anika sat up on the block on Thursday night against Ty, like nobody's voting Anika out of the house. Come on. But Koozie sits up there against Ty. And I think that like people are having the conversation, like, do we take the shot against Koozie right now? Like, I mean,
mm-hmm. they already were having the conversation.
Yeah. So for Koozie, I definitely understand why it's much more important to her. And for Anika and Daniel, like, hey, we're one step closer to being on the block. Like, you're never going home.
Yeah, definitely.
What has to happen for Anika to go home?
Right. Like, and Anika knows this too, because she, again, like we've been saying, her and Daniel have been plotting, like, when do we turn on Koozie for weeks now? I was on a podcast like 3 weeks ago for like the Digital Daily drop, and they were talking about it then. So she should also know this too. And in addition to this, the way that Anika handled that conversation where she, I already forgot it. It was basically like Koozie in the kitchen asking her like, oh, who said that about me? And she was like, I'm not going to tell you. It's just kind of a general statement. Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. It's like, look in the mirror, Anika. Like, that's how you're handling that conversation. But you're upset with Koozie for, you know, just trying to fight for her life. It was
yeah, yeah, and how dare she go and ask Daniel like about like what could potentially be going on since you gave her nothing, and then he just come into the billiard room to berate her for like trying to get more information that you weren't willing to tell her.
I thought the even more egregious example was Koozie walks into the bedroom and Anika very abruptly stops talking, and Koozie's like, "Why'd you stop talking when I entered the room?" And they're like, "What? No, we didn't stop talking. What do you tell? What do you mean? No, it's you're out of your mind. Actually, if you think about it, you completely misread this situation. We did not stop talking at all." And then she leaves, and Anika's like, "Oh, see what I mean about this?" Like, "What do you mean? What do you mean?
I want to know what you mean.
Didn't stop talking."
It's like she's gaslighting herself.
Oh boy! All right.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, can I ask about the girly pops that, and again, as somebody who is, you know, a casual in this Big Brother Canada world, you know, are the girly pops well received? Like, what's the popularity level of the girly pops? Like, because here's my sense as an outsider. I feel like that they don't have a lot of heat, and I'm surprised because I kind of feel like if you would have told me before the season there's going to be an alliance of three women and they're going to be together and they're going to be kind of underdogs, I would have thought, oh, the fans are going to eat this up. The fans are going to love it. But I kind of feel like they have not a big fan base.
I don't think anybody has a big fan base.
Thank you.
I was actually thinking watching this episode, I'm like, I think that I want Ty to win at this point. It's like, at least he's been like the underdog now. He's just like fighting for his life. They're trying to take shots at them. They're taking shots at each other. And like, I guess, I don't know. Like, yes, he was like really annoying how he's talking in the beginning. And like, of course, all those annoying things about Ty, but at this point, he's might have surpassed them. And now I want him to kind of win, I think, the most.
Okay.
That's where I am right now.
Here's how I view this season. And I actually saw this on Twitter, I think yesterday. And I was like, yes, that's exactly it. I know we made references to, I keep I'm big reference girl. We made references to the friendship in Big Brother 6 last time. But the main thing I've been thinking is, if anyone here in the chat's familiar with Big Brother Over the Top, that's how this season feels.
They're the ball smashers?
I guess, what was the other one? Late Night Jamboree? That's really how it feels right now. Like, the fan base seems...
Yeah, but OTT, the fan base was like very active.
No, that's what I'm saying. If it was like relevant, sorry guys, it'd be comparable, but it's not. So that's why we're not really seeing like a fan base for any of the contestants.
Yeah, this is a weird season where like I feel like the alumni are more active on Twitter about the season than the fans.
Well, because they're just like, oh, we got to try to save this show. Like, nobody's watching it, so let me tweet something.
Yeah, where normally you would see like random fans arguing with each other, you're seeing alumni arguing with each other and fans.
There is zero toxicity. So like if they got rid of the live feeds, well, not zero, but if they got rid of the live feeds because of the toxic fans, I'm mission accomplished, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
well, have you looked at the hashtag? What is there is not exactly untoxic.
Well, the volume of it, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I've checked Twitter once for anything about Big Brother Canada this season, and usually I'm actually on it all day long.
Well, I mean, they solved the toxicity problem by removing the fans.
Isn't that good for your mental health? Yeah.
Just don't care about the show.
Yeah.
No good.
They did it for as a mental health precaution.
Yeah. It's what if we made the show and nobody needed to watch it? We didn't have to deal with fans at all. We could just make the show and get paid for it.
Actually, maybe you could use ChatGPT here and just actually create an entire Brant Steele season, and it would probably be pretty good.
Wait, can we do that? That's so funny. I love Brant Steele.
This sounds good to me.
Give me 16 house guests. We input them into the Brant Steele. That's BB Can 12. Because I don't think we're going to get a BB Can
12. I thought that was BB Can 8.
We did do that. I think someone did that.
Man, if only we had the ChatGPT technology back then.
Yeah. Would have changed everything.
Would have. We did get some, we got a winner's outfit. Let me tell you, in my chat on Twitch, it was a big controversy over this outfit. Yeah. Big war between
the winners. Match.
Yeah.
It was, Chantal. It was. There were pro boots people and pro dress people. Nobody mixed. Nobody liked the whole thing. Some people loved the boots. Some people loved the dress. Some people, and the people that liked the dress, they hated the boots. And that liked the boots, they hated the dress. So where do we stand here?
I hate the segment.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I'm pro boots.
Yeah, I would agree. That's really all I have.
I'm gonna abstain. I was looking at the hashtag. I'm actually like Koozie. I'm shook. This is a double eviction this week.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea.
But maybe
did they say this on the show?
Not today, but they did on Thursday.
On Thursday. Okay. Oh my god.
I didn't count how many players left in the game in terms of how many episodes and evictions that are left. Is it possible that they do the same thing they did to Jed and Tara, where it's like just kind of like a revolving door for one of them?
It doesn't seem likely, but also
use those Wendy's bucks.
Yeah.
When they did do that, they warned us ahead of time that something was coming.
Are they just yachty? Is this like a 42 day season? Like, I don't understand how like so many people just left randomly. We had the fatal feast last week. We have a double eviction on Thursday.
Maybe they had more doubles or like a triple.
Yeah,
so.
Is the pace accelerated, Taryn?
No, it's 70 days.
70 days?
But like we are not consuming as much content. So it's like zip. Yeah, okay.
Like it's just started. It's over like 40, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also helps that no one's really, again, talking about it. So when I open my Twitter, I forget that the show's happening because no one's talking about it. And I have the hashtag pulled up here because Rob mentioned it. So I opened it as well.
How many tweets?
That's the thing. Like it says like 4 minutes ago, 8 minutes ago, 9 minutes ago.
Oh, it can
like,
go hours.
So right. Hours.
It's crazy. Mm. And that's only because there was an episode tonight.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
Does it spike when the drop drops?
Yeah.
It's normally I don't even look at the hashtag for a Big Brother season because it's too fast to be relevant in any way. But now it just reads like the occasional like bulletin board that somebody posts a note on.
A MySpace bulletin.
It's so slow.
It's like, oh, not relevant. Mm-hmm. The jobs are not even relevant.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that the hashtag BB25 is more active right now.
Wouldn't
I'm
surprise
side
me.
By side.
It's sort of like how, you know, relationships on Big Brother, they talk about how like, a few weeks of being in a relationship on the show is like dating for months because of the intense, you know, close proximity. And I feel like we're now experiencing the reverse of that. Like we are now dating Big Brother Canada, whereas before, we were like living with him. And so now we're just occasionally seeing them on dates. And they're not even really putting their best foot forward. So we're not.
Yeah. Interested. It's kind of like,
the amount of time that we spend with them is, if combined, much, much shorter. And I think that's part of why it feels so.
Yeah. Quick. Always on a first date with this episode, this season. Yeah.
Just like Renee and Daniel.
Is that more fun, like asking someone out on a date? Like maybe so they can get a yes or no.
When Big Brother Canada says that they care about their fan base, it makes me feel like I'm Daniel and Renee is telling me that she has a crush on me. Like, okay, suspicious.
This was a whole dare. Like this whole season was a dare. Let's see what production's dare got dared to do this.
Maybe. We did get some Wendy's as well. Yes. Jed was there.
Jed's a Wendy's. A Hadi Lamadi with a swimmer's body.
Does Jed have a swimmer's body?
I don't know. How much hair does he have?
I feel like...
Well, I think a swimmer's body is usually like a really broad upper torso and then like kind of like yeah, a...
But so swimmers got to shave finger. Everything, Chantel.
Okay, maybe was this product placement for like Schick razors or like?
Does Ninja make a shaver?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Up all that hair,
yeah. That's right. Should they have shaved Jed and then used the vacuum?
Get him into the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
A swimmer's body. Is that a real expression? Hadi Lamadi with a swimmer's body.
I think I've
never heard it.
Well, I've heard swimmer's body, but I haven't heard the full thing.
See, Renee's got jokes for days. Hadi Lamadi.
I think Chad's saying it's a
body.
Hannah Montana reference.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God. I failed.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Hadi Lamadi with the swimmer's body. Yep. That's according to Urban Dictionary, a hot guy who's very fit and swims. Originates from a Hannah Montana episode.
Okay.
That was a Sweet Life of Zach and Cody girl. I apologize.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Lavina, you really messed up.
I did. And I remember this. And I'm saying this because I remember my very first podcast on RHAP, I had a Hannah Montana reference. So like I failed. Mm. I'm so sorry.
You're
Is
fine.
Is it Rob?
Yeah. Yeah. We can overlook this. Yeah.
Maybe.
I won't.
Mm-hmm.
This is like you failed the test, but we'll still give you your points.
Should Renee have told Daniel he was a Hadi Lamadi? We heard he has nice legs.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Koozie did a better job of convincing Daniel that she had a crush on him than Renee did.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, look at those legs, Daniel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nobody knows if we have nice legs because people never see us from the waist down. People only just see just like
don't
cut,
have
off,
legs.
Cut off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said when I first saw you, Tara, in person. I was like, you've got legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah. I have to put some on every time we go to a live show. It's quite a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
how much should we take bets? Does Jed swim?
I don't think so. I've seen him do like a lot of his workout stuff. He's very fit and active. Like he can do like, you know, front tucks, back tucks, like crazy push-ups. And
what's the pool situation in Canada? A lot of pools?
Where he's from is kind of like in the suburbs. And so he probably has a pool growing up for
sure.
It'd
have to be like a heated pool though, right? It's so cold.
Like indoor.
Well, the summertime, it's hot, Taryn, okay?
Oh, it's a frigid wasteland.
Oh,
it gets super duper hot in the summer. But yeah, I'd say most suburban houses do have pools. but not really in the city. But there's going to be like YMCA type vibes. A lot of condos will have pools in there.
Okay. You know.
I'm putting my money on does he swim for exercise? Is he a swimmer? I don't think he's a swimmer.
I don't think he's a swimmer.
Yeah.
I could see like him taking a dip, like if he was at a gym that had a pool in it, take a dip in the pool after a workout and then go shower.
To relax doesn't mean you're a swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not doing, not doing laps or
not
anything.
Not laps, like, for exercise. But maybe like a polo type thing, like playing some sort of like sport thing in the pool. I can see that.
A sport thing.
One of those sporty thingies. In
hopefully
water.
We can give you the answer to this very important question.
Do you know what? Will you remember this, Taryn?
Well, hopefully people will ask him
if we see Jed in Toronto.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Do you do water aerobics, Jed?
How much chest hair do you have?
Yes. Are you fully
matched? Hey, Jed, great to see you again. Quick question, though.
How aerodynamic are you?
Have you shaved your whole body?
Mm-hmm. Renee would like to know.
Yeah.
We're asking about her gym.
Asking for a friend. Strictly.
Oh, boy.
I was excited. I was into this. I thought the last half wasn't as good as the first half, but I thought that there was some intrigue here about the crown falling apart, and then the idea of, you know, whether or not for Claudia and Shania to work with Daniel and Anika moving forward.
Yeah, that is the big question on the minds of the girly pops, in particular Shania and Claudia. Should they go with Daniel and Anika? Or should they go with Renee? Okay. Because they feel like standing in the end with Renee would mean they would lose.
Where are they getting that from? Yeah. I was like, what did Renee do?
Maybe just being the block star to rock star.
She couldn't even get through the Wendy's dare.
Well, they were like,
maybe there's more going on that we don't see. Sorry.
There's that. Yeah. I mean, we'll never know really, but they're saying it's like a resume move if she gets rid of Ty, but like, is it really at this point? If everyone's throwing him on the block, he's bound to not win the veto at one point. It's kind of like Michael from Big Brother 24. It's like, yeah, like you got rid of him, but like you're always trying to throw him on the block anyway. So to me, that's not impressive, but I don't know. Maybe there's excuses.
So far, speaking to the jury members, I'm pretty sure that almost every single one has put her at the bottom of their list, usually with some sort of like derisive laugh or comments. Like,
you think that will change now that she's won some power?
I look, and here's the thing. It doesn't mean that she can't win the game. I think that she absolutely could. And I think they're right. I think that having a big week, taking out either Ty or even somebody like Koozie would be huge for her resume. But what I don't think is that they need to be like automatic loss if we sit next to Renee. I mean, she's basically right up there with Koozie. We just can't sit next to her. Like, no.
But like, are they counting votes? Like, how are they getting this information? Are they mean like, oh, every single person is going to be voting for Renee over all of us? Like, where are they getting these facts?
They must just be a general sense. Cause I think if they counted votes, they'd realize. They probably think that, I mean, but they wouldn't. Like, it's not like Dan's going to vote for Renee over Shania, right?
No. Ty wouldn't either if Ty is out of the game.
Ty certainly wouldn't. We know he hates Renee. Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe they think that Hope would, because Hope theoretically had a good relationship with Renee, but Hope's response to Renee was Negatron. So that's not happening.
Montana also? Did she do Negatron? Maybe.
Jonathan basically had no relationship with Renee whatsoever. He had a much better relationship with Claudia. So I think Claudia would definitely want to count his vote over Renee. And then there's the people left in the game. They have a much better relationship with both Daniel and Anika than Renee does. They have a better relationship with Koozie than Renee does. And Ty too. Like, I don't know who they think other than Hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they think Hope has influence or something. I don't know.
Or maybe they don't know how, like, the
you never know what kind of socks he might have on him.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sometimes you just get in your own head, and I'm sure that this is something else that like is being played up in the house as well. That like, oh yeah, I can't go to the end with Renee. It's interesting how easily you can really influence the sort of perception of things in a game like this, where there's not a lot of people outside of your own little society.
It's kind of what they're doing to Koozie, is like just putting a new target in line. So like, you know, if Koozie is a target, Ty is a target, and like next, if they get both of those two people out, then we can have Renee be the next target, so that maybe, you know, the Daniels and the Anikas are not going to come from them two. They're going to come from Renee first. So maybe they're doing that, being like, oh, she's a big threat, let's get her out next, maybe.
Well, I'm sure part of it too is that like this probably spawned from Claudia and Shania reinforcing their like pair bond with each other in the same way that Daniel and did it with Anika, where it was like, hey, Koozie beats us both. And that was true, but it was also an effective way to get Anika to be like, yeah, linking up, I'm a duo with Daniel and Koozie's on the outs. So there's incentive for Shania and Claudia to tell each other, yeah, Renee beats us both, so let's make sure we take each other. Whether that's true or not, we know it probably isn't. But I could see where if they've been telling each other that for long enough, and then she goes and wins an HOH like this and now has a big move, it's like, oh, this is really going to solidify that idea. And it becomes truth to them, even though it might have started as just kind of like a way to reinforce their duo.
Yeah. And also both those girls considered Renee at one point to potentially be the invisible HOH. So their trust with her is already quite rocky. And it's like they're looking for an excuse to just shed her off, I guess.
A lot of people have compared the crown and their failure in the game to Fauté. But if you think about it, the girly pops are actually a bit more like Fauté.
Fauté versus Fauté.
They've won a lot of comps, but now they're targeting each other.
Yeah. Taryn is very upset about this. a double Fauté in the season.
Who flipped?
Oh my God.
Renee flipped.
Please. Look what you've done to Taryn. The crown.
She zapped the water from my body.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just couldn't finish that sentence.
It was fun watching me try.
The man has done 9,000 updates by himself. This is broken.
Oh, boy. I do also want to briefly talk about, just to go back to them getting the points, even though they failed the dare. Is this the call? Is this just what happens? Because, again, I don't think we've seen anybody fail a task before. But the fact that they got the points anyway was like, what are we even doing then?
Can we go to spoilers?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Instead of the spoilers, I got to play something else. Okay. Okay. Instead of the spoiler sounds, we're going to play something else. Okay.
Breaking news are happening now.
All right. I want to bring in now, because now I got the hashtag open. Okay. I'm following the hashtag. And I see this gem in my timeline. I want to go ahead and bring in a tweet here from BB Extra on Twitter. Clock that this. Okay. Now, again, the real stuff is always in the likes. Okay. So check this out. BB Extra at Big Brother Extra. Give them the credit. They clocked this. Look at this screenshot. Wendy's Canada liked a tweet that says, do you think Koozie's at Wendy's Canada points will save her this week? And Wendy's liked it.
Oh.
Wendy's likes everything, though. They interact like with every alumni, every like current house guest account. They're loving, whoever's running that account's loving this attention. So I don't know if we can look too much into that. I mean, I'd be down. I mean,
who says no? Who says no? Wendy's points saves Koozie?
It's too sus.
No, like, it's suspish.
Yep.
Yeah, suspish. I mean, I think Wendy's
That's
is probably
the beauty,
just having
Chantel, some... nobody's watching. It's the perfect crime.
That's true. They can get away with this. Be like, you saw nothing. You literally saw nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be happening. I wouldn't mind it, to be honest, just because like
does she have the most Wendy's points?
I believe so. Because most people what are they for? Her, I
baby.
Think.
What are they for?
Saving Koozie. Like,
but like I'm saying, if it's not this,
maybe it's
then
part
what?
Of the double eviction. No, she would be well. We'll
yeah,
see.
There is.
I'm going through Wendy's tweets, and they're talking about the band Emery, and I'm like, wait a minute. When did Wendy's get cool?
Yeah, once they save Koozie. Look, I'm gonna go full Australian Survivor here. All right, Big Brother Canada 11. They have one star on this show, and her name is Koozie. She's carrying this show on her back right now. We cannot lose her at the final seven.
It's true. They but should save her. Maybe it will be something like the Jay and Tara thing, and they're not letting us know because they want to just surprise us and in the episode. And so maybe they're going to have to use their points to. As part of the double eviction, and she'll be able to come back in some sort of way.
Okay, Taryn, if Koozie gets saved by Wendy's points on Thursday night, is your head going to explode? Or will you, after I don't think he'll kick everything that's happened this season, like, you'll be fine.
Why would I care?
You haven't cared this whole
Lavina,
time.
Who says no? Who's upset about this?
Like I said, not me.
Some person who's already acting like a lunatic on Twitter. Just give the people what they want.
Well, because, okay, here's my thing. It's like
professional
again,
wrestling.
If they don't use it for this, this is prime opportunity. Or are they going to like tell them at finale, oh yeah, by the way, all those Wendy's points, you can claim those as part of your stipend. That turns into Wendy's gift cards and you can reload your gift card with the points.
Yeah, when years worth the Wendy's.
That's what I swear.
If you want a Big Brother Canada 12, save Koozie on Thursday night. Because when you have a finale and we're looking at Claudia and Anika in the final two, you're going to be wishing you saved Koozie.
I'm seeing here, Koozie will need a miracle to say, can we get Wendy's points to work? Somebody said, Wendy's Canada said it was a game-changing advantage. And then Wendy's Canada replied, we said what now?
They're giving it away.
Okay.
Why do you think they had to make them get Wendy's points, even though
right before the double eviction,
Renee didn't complete the dare?
Here's my question though, because the Wendy's points actually, I think they gave something away here. Why give everyone 5,000 Wendy's points if the whole point is that one person needs to have the most? Well, because if you give everyone 5,000 Wendy's points, it literally is completely meaningless if you're only looking for the top Wendy's point getter, which indicates to me that they're probably going to be spending these Wendy's points probably on food.
I'm like, hungry.
Are there have-nots going on right now?
Here's the game-changing advantage for the final four HOH. Just the person with the most Wendy's points is going to get the most amount of Wendy's food in their belly to fuel them for victory.
Stop.
Come on.
I hate this voice, Taryn. I hate this voice.
Wendy's announcer.
Look, I would not complain one bit if they did this on Thursday.
But how could they?
Well, they have a double eviction planned too. So,
And like, what if she goes and like the second
the first
part of it.
But then they use the points. So, who would she gift the points to then?
Daniel, I think.
No, they gotta introduce it for the first one.
Well, maybe would
cancel the eviction.
Cancel the first eviction. Yeah.
So. They make her HOH. They save her and then she's the HOH.
Yeah.
Maybe. She probably just targets Santina again, though.
Yep. Sun's out, freshly toasted buns out. That's what Wendy's Canada is saying now. But what will they be saying on Thursday?
Man. I'm hungry now.
Look, this would be. I'm looking at. I was reading Wendy's Twitter account, and then I read my name. For that, that was from when they tweeted at me a couple of weeks ago. Me and Wendy, I'm going to Wendy's in Canada when I'm there in 2 weeks.
I don't even know where one is. Like, I'm trying to think of where one is in the area.
I'm finding one. But... I'm getting on the app. I'm going to take it all the Wendy's points.
Is there
be
a
like a food
stuff?
Court thing, I would say. I just can't picture one right now.
I can't either, to be fair.
And unlike Anika's waffles, they're not tasteless at Wendy's.
Actually, I feel like Wendy's is on like the highway when you're driving from Toronto to Montreal. So on like you know, pit stops or route stops or whatever along the highway. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of one in city right now. But we'll get you some Wendy's. For sure.
They have liked a lot of Save Koozie tweets. It's like their entire likes page is littered with Save Koozie tweets, which is maybe not the best idea if you know that's not happening.
Do you think it's not happening, Taryn? Well, what's your percentage?
I don't think it's happening.
You think it's a 0% chance it's happening?
I don't think it's 0% chance, but I'd say it's like... like a 2%.
2%. No, we'll get it up.
Wow,
there.
That's low.
That's low.
I just like, how do they fit it in with the double eviction?
What if they used it for the veto? Because remember, we're like,
during the double, but that still doesn't say
no,
Koozie.
No, beforehand, the one that's happening right now. Right? Because like, it seems like it's something where you had to purchase certain things, right? So maybe they were using their
maybe it was
for-
used in the veto, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's possible.
Although,
did they talk? I feel like did Koozie and Daniel talk about it today on the drop? I feel like they might have talked about their points. Cause Daniel mentioned, are you going to admit that John Michael gave you his points? And she said, Yeah, I'll admit it.
Okay. So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, I'm saying there's a chance that the points were already used during the veto.
They were using this veto. I know it was there was time as well, but like maybe they could bid on certain things or bet on certain things for certain points, whatever, or certain bucks.
Well, if that's the case, the social media manager needs to log out.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. How about this? Okay, so... here is a mall from this season. Okay. Tweeted at Wendy's Canada. If you help Koozie this week, I'll name my firstborn Wendy. And Wendy's Canada said, promise.
Interesting.
I feel like Wendy's is reneging us right now. They're saying Koozie is the last person I would not save. I would save Koozie in a heartbeat, absolutely. And then you know they're gonna be like, oh sorry, Koozie actually she botched that veto competition. So what can we do?
Wendy's Canada, we treat our tweets like our beef, fresh and Canadian. What does that mean?
Is that their actual line?
Yes.
I thought you made that up for a second, then I looked to the right.
No, that's true.
It's a great bio.
Okay, all right. I think it's 50-50.
I actually wouldn't be upset. I don't think
nobody
would.
You know who'd be upset?
There are people that would be upset. Yeah.
Burger King, McDonald's, Five Guys, Tim Hortons, every other franchise that's not Wendy's Canada, baby. The hottest franchise. Big Brother fans, go to Wendy's Canada. Go get a Baconator.
Yes.
Support Wendy's Canada. Save Koozie. Get your Wendy's points. Have a Frosty.
That sounds so good. That sounds incredible right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if we get enough of us together, like really to protest here, maybe we can urge Wendy's to be like, hey, BB Can production, like let's give the people what they want and save Koozie.
Give us what we want.
Yes.
Save Koozie. They can't even give us live feeds. You think they're going to save Koozie?
Yes.
They can easily, this is my thing. It's like, they can easily rig the season, especially because we don't have live feed. So, I said it.
But she's going home on Thursday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wendy.
I mean, she messed up her game. I actually think that she might have messed up her game when she wanted to get Zach out of the game. Like, yes, we know that these people were pretty awful. And like, but like, don't leave the target that everybody wants out of the game in the game. And you take care of people that are actually going to be a threat to your win. I would want to do that. And so the fact that she kind of took out two people that everybody wanted out of the house and left people in that are actually end up targeting her, I think that it was just two missed opportunities to like at least have people in the game that is a target outside of herself. So Zach and Santina were two people that I'm like, man, you should have kept those people in the game. Everybody wanted them out. You don't need to do their work for them. Like, you take out somebody else. So I think that she messed up from a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, we are deep into spoilers here.
We got the breaking news. That was the spoiler song.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That was in lieu of the spoiler song.
Yeah,
sorry,
so if
we
you
spoiled
if,
anybody.
If you haven't caught on yet, Ty does in fact win the veto. Koozie is now on the block in his place. She apparently was seconds from beating Ty and had taken a temptation of $1,000, which cost her the veto win here.
Ooh, she bet it was 1,000 Wendy's points. Do we know if it was 1,000 Wendy's points?
It was, I think, $1,000, but yeah.
What does that translate to? What's the conversion rate?
I think we said it was like 1/10, right? 1/10 of a cent per point.
Hey, that's going to be enough to put her over the top. OTT.
So yeah, it's
but
not
also,
looking great
say
for
these
Koozie.
Stupid idiots that they also none of them can beat Ty in the veto the rest of the way.
What if he won? Like, what if Ty wins this season?
Yeah, I'm with Chantel. If they vote out Koozie, I hope Ty wins. How about that?
Yeah, my order would be Ty, then Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Then
I also
Claudia,
have Claudia on my draft team. So
Anika and then Shania, I think, is the order of people. And if I forgot anybody, that person is last.
I ranked Shania first in my preseason just off of like those like really short Jed interviews and those YouTube videos. So if Shania wins, then I'm going to brag about that for like years to come.
Yeah.
But that's my
would
only
you do
dog
you feel good
fight.
About it though? Do you feel like your predictions were true or do you feel like she just turned out to win?
Doesn't matter.
The second one. It doesn't matter, but it is the second one.
there's levels of feeling really like full of yourself. One is like, oh, I just barely managed to get through that one. And then one is like, yeah, I'm a genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll be saying I'm a genius, but it's more so like in the middle. I mean, come on, you know me. But I also had, I'm pretty sure my top three were Shania, Koozie, and Daniel. So I'm in it, baby.
Yeah. All right. Yes. So, apart from Wendy's points coming into play here, it is looking like this is curtains for Koozie. There's only four votes. Shania and Claudia alone make two, with Renee as the tiebreaker. Even if Daniel decided to turn on Anika, which he's not, it's still not there. The girly pops would need to change their minds and want Anika out over Koozie, which seems incredibly unlikely.
What's Ty doing? Is Ty voting for Anika?
Ty wants Anika out.
Yeah.
But he's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun though to make Renee break the tie. That would be good.
She doesn't want to break the tie.
Of course not,
she actively was worried about breaking the tie. She thinks that Koozie's going to be very bitter and campaign against her in the jury. And so she didn't want to have to stand up there and break a tie. Although that may have changed now that they're actively enemies now, according to Renee, that there's something happened after the nomination. And now Renee has lost all respect for Koozie.
Do you think that the Wendy's points is just going to be like a veto, or do you think that Koozie will pick the replacement nominee?
Just a full-on coup. Like, it's the have-not room power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just coup d'etat.
Maybe it's like, okay, you get safety without power. Koozie, you are safe for the entire double eviction because you have the most Wendy's points. Go sit in the diary room for the entire... You won't even know what happened. You won't even get a vote in the double eviction.
The Wendy's points are you have now earned yourself a spot in the final two.
You are okay.
They could do that. Like, they could just do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this season, like, I don't know.
Where's Bel-Air Direct? Like, let's get Bel-Air Direct to come back here.
I know that like one sponsor get to do whatever they want, and Wendy's can't even save the most popular player in the house.
Well, she didn't ever win a safety vote.
Take a vote on the hashtag right now.
Like 12 people.
Come on. Yeah. I'm gonna tweet to Wendy's Canada right now. Ooh,
live tweet.
Live.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let me see.
Happening right now.
Wendy's Canada, like, you're our only hope this week. You know what to do.
Like this.
Hashtag BB Can 11. Almost forgot.
Boost that trend.
Okay.
I like the idea of not hashtagging BB Can 11.
Yeah.
I don't have the time.
Yeah. People would have forgot what to do.
What do we know what to do? What do you,
you know what to do? They can't come out and say it.
They like it.
Well, I'm pretty pumped up for Thursday now.
There we go.
I mean, I'm hoping to see these Wendy's Bucks if they come into play this week. That's interesting. I don't want to see Kuzi to go home, though. I really don't. I mean, I know that she's made some mistakes. The fact that, you know, she seems like she went for a temptation over this veto. And I'm just like, why? Like, why? Like, I don't even understand in any world why she would do that. I still don't want her to go. I don't want them to have one up on her here.
But. Yeah.
Yes. Well, assuming Kuzi does leave, the double eviction is kind of interesting. You've got Ty, Daniel, and Anika versus Claudia and Shania in the HOH competition with, I believe at this point, for as much as they finally caught us up on the Daniel, Anika, Claudia, Shania alliance, as far as we know, Daniel and Anika currently plan to betray that alliance as soon as possible and not actually target Ty. So they will be working with Ty to try to attack the Girly Pops in the double eviction. And the Girly Pops will, of course, be targeting Ty. So it should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is it just me or I want Ty to win the double
eviction?
Look, don't get it twisted, people. It's not like, oh, Ty is a great guy. We want him to win. But sometimes the people that are being dumb need to learn a lesson.
Also, like, we're bored.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I think it'd be maybe a little rough to have Ty be the one to take out Claudia. I think that'd be a little rough, but you know,
they should have the final two together.
I don't want that. Like, we didn't get any hand holding though. How do you feel about that, Taryn? Are you upset?
No more hand holding, but there's some cuddling here and there. They're still at it.
Didn't show it on the episode. I'm shocked.
Yeah. This is the thing. This is the thing about this week in Big Brother and why this episode was like, they really just had to play up this like old drama of the Shady Bunch. Is that like Ty is like, yeah, I'm not going to campaign. Who cares? And now Kuzi on the blog is saying, yeah, I'm not going to campaign. I'm going to have them campaign for my jury vote. It's a very straightforward sort of, week, unfortunately.
It almost feels like Ty wants to get put up onto the block. Like he
doesn't care
about
the veto.
He has confidence in himself. He's like, whatever, put me up, I'll just win. And it's been working for him. And
I know.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, I had to buy into it a little bit.
I love the scene when he was in the bed and it was Claudia was like, hey, are you going to talk to Renee? He's like, maybe I will, maybe I won't. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll talk to her. Like, I'm not talking to her, but I'm not going to talk to her about the game. it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
I mean, as of right now, Daniel is looking at Ty, at least this is what he said to Kuzi, as his best path to the end. He's hoping that he can get Ty to take him to the final two and then he can beat Ty, which he probably would. But
does Ty get any votes at all?
Against Daniel? It depends. I could see him getting Dan.
Even if Ty stands there and it's like, hey, I won 8 veto competitions.
People respect that.
Yeah, especially in this jury.
The Crown Zalo will all vote Daniel. The Crown's all voting Daniel, so that's automatically 4 votes. Koozie told Daniel, when I'm in the jury, I'm going to be fighting so hard for you, no matter who you're against, including Ty. And with Koozie's influence plus the automatic 4 locked votes with the Crown, I think it's just, very, like, very low shot. That
why would Koozie tell him that? She'd be like, oh, okay, great. I'm going to put you in the jury then. Like, you know.
So you why? Why does Koozie do anything at this point?
So much faith and hope.
However, Koozie does feel like Ty would win over any of the girly pops, and she would probably be campaigning for that. And he may have a shot against Anika as well. So Ty's not out of this.
Yeah. And who does Ty want to go to the end with?
We don't know. I mean, he told Koozie he wanted to go to the end with her. Whether that was true or not, I don't know. But now she's leaving. So now I don't know.
Yeah.
He wants Anika out because he knows she's a goat for everyone. So, I think he probably feels like if he comps his way to the end, he can just beat anybody. So he might just go ahead and want to take Daniel. Or maybe he'll change his mind and take Claudia. Who knows at this point?
But then does Claudia win? Because I'm not so sure.
No, I think Ty beats Claudia right now.
Yeah.
Which would be even worse. I mean, now we're veering into like oof territory.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
She tried to take her shot, misses, gets taken by her showmans, ex-showmans to the end.
But what if they got back together at the final too?
Well, they'd be holding hands, like doing their speeches, right?
Be exciting.
I don't know if I want that.
Maybe like a live proposal.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Arissa reads the 5th vote and Claudia says, wait, I've got something to ask Ty.
Claudia.
I'm assuming Ty wins in this scenario.
Ty, will you tie the knot?
Ooh. Oh, no.
Is that you or ChatGPT?
No, ChatGPT doesn't have that gold ready to go.
That's their wedding hashtag on Instagram. Mm-hmm. No.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, this was interesting.
Fun times.
We did the best we could.
I feel like we were playing like Jackbox games together right now.
Yeah, this was fun. I feel like, and I didn't mind the episode. I thought that, you know, these episodes have been, fun. And again, like maybe I'm sort of like the person that I talk about, like with Survivor, that the person who might be the least invested with it is like having the most fun because it's just like, okay, I'm here for the vibes. All right. And so, I've been enjoying all these episodes that I've been watching.
There you go.
I think
we're happy for you, Rob.
Yeah.
Honestly, like just to be like totally real, I was on like probably 2 weeks ago, I was like pretty high on the season, but it just kind of like tapered off for me personally. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me. It seems like it's not though.
I do think that I think the Rob is right. I think the less invested you are, the more fun it is overall, because it's like
goofy and like
it doesn't have the content to support the level of investment that you would want out of a Big Brother season.
But Taryn, just to like bring it back to like where I spend more of my podcasting time is talking about Survivor, and I thought that has been very much the complaint about Survivor here, especially here in the new era, where I think that a lot of people like that, you know, I hear from like my mom and people from like, oh yeah, this is a great Survivor season, and I know that people who are really looking at it from, hey, I really want to understand the game and what's happening, are really frustrated. Now, Survivor never had live feeds, except for if you're out there, then the live feeds are very interesting. But otherwise, you know, you're sort of just relying on what you get in terms of the show. But really, it's just like if you're there for the vibes, I think Survivor is a lot more fun.
Yeah, I agree. Survivor also gives lots of sound bites that are good.
sometimes.
That's mostly my perspective. When I pop into episodes, I always enjoy it. Like Survivor, that is. Like if I pop into an episode, I'm like, this is great. And I get on Twitter and I'm like, paragraphs, hashtag Survivor 44. I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I think, shouldn't say anything.
I think part of it too is the pacing. Like Survivor is one episode a week and you get an eviction or a vote out every episode. Like the pacing of Big Brother was designed with live feeds in mind, with like a level of investment that is so much deeper than just watching the show, sort of in mind. And so without that sort of like, again, to support the weight of the show, it kind of stumbles a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But you know,
well, when I was watching today, I was just kind of like, do I like this? I just was like, I'm just trying to figure out like, what is it about the show that I enjoy? And I think that that's what the issue is for me, just being a little more invested in, is that like, it is the live feeds. It always has been the live feeds. I was more invested in the live feeds than the actual TV show. So when I'm watching just a show, I'm just like, okay, this is what it is now. And I'm just like, I just don't care that much. And so I don't know if I actually like the TV show, you know?
I was thinking the same thing. Me too. I was like, is this a chore? Like, is this kind of a chore to watch the episodes? When I didn't feel that way like 2 weeks ago.
So. It's not a chore. It's a dare. Let me
right. Yeah.
It's a dare.
I failed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was no All challenge right. overall. I felt like that there was, you know, a bunch of like, I feel like that the TV show did a good job of like framing like what the alliances are in the house. So I felt like that for me, like it was an episode that was like good at setting up like where things are at with, you know, we had the gummy bears of it. Basically, you know, there's these you know, four people over, or, you know, these people over, these three people over here, these three people over here, Ty is in the middle. And so, you know, like what are things going to be from here?
Mm-hmm.
Was that in tonight's episode? I watched like three episodes today. Was that in tonight's
episode? I was like, gummy bears? Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah.
The gummy bears weren't in tonight's episode.
I watched them all today, but I was enjoying them. Maybe it's better on a binge. Maybe that's
actually
it.
A binge might be.
I'm sure it would be.
A little
be
bit
honest.
Better because, yeah. like, yeah. I'm not, I don't care enough to like be like anticipating the next episode, but if I'm watching three in a row, I'd be like, oh, what happens next? So it might be better on a binge for sure.
But yes. Boring seasons are usually better on a binge than even like boring seasons. Like we talked about this with season seven, where it's like you could go back and watch BB Can 7 on a binge, and like you get to enjoy all the highlights and all of the like funky, weird moments, Adam crying, you know, Poutine Poppy, like without all of the downtime of like, this has been a very stable, like steady thing for the most part. And so I think they benefit more than like an exciting season where it's like season six or something like that, where it's like so good all the way through and you miss all of that.
I think there's only five episodes left, right?
Wow.
Is that true? We got this week.
No, two more. Is it
then three
is it
more
seven?
Next week? And then three more again. Okay, well, so yeah, probably.
Okay, I thought we were going to Canada next more. Week. Oh my God.
Week after, fun.
Sorry. And I was at the dentist today.
are you still a little bit drowsy, yeah, a little knocked up?
A little bit.
Well, we will be live in Toronto on May 11th for the finale of Big Brother Canada. 11. That was on purpose, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
11th. Yeah, ends in the 11th. And that'll be fun. It'll be fun to be there in person reacting to the finale. We'll put on a show, Rob. There's going to be alumni there.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of alumni there. I don't think we're prepared for the amount of alumni that are going to be there. Like, I don't want to like give an official like list and like, you said so, like, but I feel like we're like looking at like 30, 40 Big Brother Canada alumni. I think we're going to be there.
I didn't tell you this, Rob, but where Arissa and I went to middle school and high school is across the street. So we'll actually like be able to see them as we like kind of walk to different places. We can see our schools.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's right there. It's where I grew up.
So don't miss it. Go to robswebsite.com/Toronto to get your tickets while they are still available and while there's still time to plan a trip to Toronto. You're running out of time. But we've got that going on. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow night for tomorrow night's episode. Let me tell you, I think that tonight's episode should be the worst episode of the week because... Yeah. The veto episode should be more interesting. There was drama with Renee and Koozie and the Girly Pops, and that decision was a lot more important than these noms were locked immediately. And so that should be more interesting. And then, of course, the double eviction should be good as well. So I think there's reason to look forward into the future with some hope in terms of entertainment for the show. And of course, Survivor as well. Rob's going to be, talking about Survivor tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a good time. Yeah, we finally got a good episode of Survivor last week. Maybe we'll get another one.
Really interesting vote at the last Survivor episode. And now we're at the final nine. And we're going to have the first final nine vote on Survivor for the first time since Winners at War, presumably. So check out everything we have to say after Survivor on Wednesday night.
Yes. And you can, of course, listen to the Survivor Stockwatch podcast that will drop, later in the week, probably on Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll rate the players. It'll be a good time. You can find me on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching these episodes live with all of you, including the double eviction itself. Should be a blast. So make sure you come and hang out during the double eviction on Thursday at the Twitch channel. That's what I got. Lavina, what do you got going on?
Just talking some Big Brother at LPavs on Twitter. You can follow me there.
All right, Chantel.
And you can always find me on Instagram at ChanFranFran or on my YouTube channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's.
All right. Okay. And Rob, anything else?
I want to say that later on tonight, on Tuesday, I have a very fun podcast that I'm dropping, of course, with Jenny Autumn and I. We have a podcast called Hit or Quit, where we're watching a different reality show each week, and we keep watching it if it's a hit, and we switch to something else if we need to quit. And so we watched the Freevee original Jury Duty.
That's a good one.
So have you seen that, Taryn?
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yes,
good show.
It's very fun. We watched the first 4 episodes, which I believe was the first drop of Jury Duty, and it's a modern day Joe Schmo show, which Chappelle and I once upon a time covered with Melissa Denny. Joined us to do a full recap of the Joe Schmo show during the COVID times, and so we're gonna have that podcast coming up later on Tuesday night. So check that out as we talk about Jury Duty by popular demand.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. There's 8 episodes, so you're halfway 8 episodes, through.
Yeah, I think we're the next time out, we'll do the back 4.
Yeah, it's don't you quit.
Spoiler alert, we're not going to quit.
All right, well, that's what we have for you tonight. Thank you all so much for joining us. Hopefully you don't point a fake finger at Renee.
Don't ever point a fake finger at me. Ever.
And we will see you next time.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.